15 is using it. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Can everyone hear me? Is it loud enough? Slow? نعم. So today, بإذن الله تعالى, we will be beginning with the beautiful book from Imam al-Sa'di, rahimahullah ta'ala, who died in the year 1376 Hijri. And this book is magnificent and well-known to the students of knowledge, which is Fawaid Mustanbata min Qissati Yusuf, the beautiful benefits which are derived from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. And while we're reading and studying this book, we'll also be looking at different ta'liqat, different points from Sheikh Abdul Razak al-Badr, hafidhullah ta'ala, who did this explanation also in roughly 4 sittings, maybe 2 to 3 years ago. And he also explained it again in a more longer study, which is about 10 sittings. So as we're going through, we're going to read some of the statements of Imam al-Sa'di, and then we're also going to add the different ta'liqat from Sheikh Abdul Razak because they're very, very beneficial. And Imam al-Sa'di, as is well known to all of you beloved brothers, he was well known for his tafsir. He was well known for his fiqh. He was well known for his usul. He was well known for his teaching. He was from the teachers of Sheikh Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala. And he was in the Qasim area, more specifically, Unayza. And that's where he died, rahimahullah ta'ala. So, in this story of Yusuf alayhi salam, as we're going to see, there is many fawaid, many benefits, tremendous benefits, to the point where some of the scholars have said about the benefits of the story of Yusuf that it's over 1,000. Such as Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah ta'ala, in his Jawab al-Kafi. He said that the ulama have spoken and have listed over 1,000 benefits of this surah. Likewise, Muhammad Ibn Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, he has in his tafsir of different surahs of the Quran, he has benefits which are enumerated. He numbers benefit after benefit after benefit regarding this surah. Imam al-Sa'di, he goes and starts, and we're going to start in the Muqaddimah, where he states, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى قَصَّهَا عَلَيْنَا مَبَصُوطَةً. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he has explained to us this story. And he said, فِي آخِرِهَا, in the end of it, لَقَدَ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبَرَةٌ لِأُولِ الْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, in their stories, there is a lesson for the men of understanding, for the people of understanding. And here, we want to look at what Imam al-Sa'di says, al-ibara. What is al-ibara here? Which is the something which can take as a benefit, but also can be derived from other benefits. So he says here, rahimahullah ta'ala, al-ibara, ma yu'tabaru bih, that which you take benefits from, wa yu'baru minhu ila ma'anin, and likewise derive other meanings, not just from that which you read, but derived from that as well, specific different meanings, and it benefits from those as well. So they can be broken up. وَأَحْكَامٍ نَافِعَةٍ, and likewise different rulings which are beneficial. وَتَوْجِهَاتٍ إِلَى الْخَيْرَاتِ وَتَحْذِيرًا مِنَ الْحَلَكَاتِ, likewise different things which would lead to good nasiha, good different points of nasiha, and also different things which will protect you from different harm. So Sheikh Abdul Razak, he mentions that this surah right here is that which opens doors to many doors. That's how he described al-ibra. Okay, that which you reflect over and take as something, as a reminder. And it's different things are from the abwab al-Rahman, or abwab al-Rahma, the different things you can benefit from and from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he's given us this surah in order to benefit from it. So Sheikh Abdul Razak, he mentioned al-mu'bira lil-khul al-khayr. Likewise, it is something which is honestly a tremendous door that opens up many doors of many of much good. And fi'lan, when you think about, in actuality, when you think about the story of Yusuf, as we're going to see, Yusuf alayhi salam, he went through hardship after hardship after hardship. He went from ease to hardship to poverty to being wealthy to poverty again, to being split from his family, from returning to his family, being imprisoned, yani fitna, trials and tribulations, as we're going to see, which are yani enumerated. So Sheikh Imam Sa'di, he states, وَقَصُّ الْأَنْبِيَا كُلَّهَا كَذَلِكَ. And all of the stories of the prophets generally are like that. You can take as something which is a reminder and derive different rulings from it. لَكِنْ هَذِهِ قِصَّةَ خَصَّهَا اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى بِقَوْلِهِ. But this specific story, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, yani, he has specified and said, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي يُوسَفَ وَإِخْوَتِهِ آيَاتٌ لِلسَّائِلِينَ. Indeed, in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam and his brothers is a sign for those who ask. So here, لِلسَّائِلِينَ, for those who ask. We see here this is a benefit, as Sheikh Abdul Zaki points out. The people who read over this surah, generally, and do not ponder over it, and do not seek out the true meaning of the surah, are they from those sa'ilin? Are they from those who seek it out and ask? La, they're not. But rather the sa'ilin, who Allah Ta'ala describes in his ayah, are those who look after and strive to understand the meanings by asking, reading the tafsir, trying to understand. This is how knowledge is achieved, not by simply waiting for the knowledge to jump into your head, but you must seek it out. So this is not for everyone. Not everyone looks at these benefits of the surah, but it's only for those who ask. Sheikh Muhammad al-Wahhab, he said, فِيهَا أَنَّ الَّذِي يَنْفَعَ بِالْعِلْمِ يَهْتَمْ بِهِ وَيَسْأَلْ. This also, we can derive from this ayah, that those people who truly benefit from knowledge are those who take it as importance. And whoever has a gray Honda Accord, it's being asked to move. You're blocking someone in. Gray Honda Accord. Naam. So continue, Sheikh Muhammad al-Wahhab, he stated, فِيهَا أَنَّ الَّذِي يَنْفَعَ بِالْعِلْمِ. That those who truly benefit by way of knowledge, they are those الَّذِي يَهْتَمْ بِهِ وَيَسْأَلْ. Those who stick to it, make it something of importance, something they try to seek out, something that is in yani their priorities, and what? They ask. So knowledge comes by what? Seeking it out and by inquiring. And this is something we need to keep in mind while we go through the Qissat al-Yusuf, the Qissat al-Yusuf, the different story of Yusuf, is that we need to make sure that we are attached to looking for and trying to benefit, inquire about the true meaning and understand it and have tadabbur. So Imam al-Sa'd, he goes on, he says, لِمَا فِيهَا مِنَ التَّنَقُّلَاتِ. This is a true ayah and a sign from that which is in it of its تَنَقُّلَاتِ, that which yani is different changing of affairs. وَعِبْرَةٌ أَفْوَنْ حَالٍ إِلَى حَالٍ, from situation to situation. وَمِنْ مِحْنَةٍ إِلَى مِحْنَةٍ, and from yani different details and transitions to different details. وَمِنْ مِحْنَةٍ إِلَى مِحْنَةٍ وَمِنَّ, ومن ذلة ورق إلى عز وملك ومن فرقة إلى شتات وإلى اجتماع وإدراك الغايات ومن حزن إلى سرور والفرح ومن رخاء إلى جدع ومن جدب إلى رخاء ومن ضيق إلى سعة. So this Imam Sa'd, he goes on, he states, we're going for, in this detailed story, it transitions from state to another state. From honor to honor and ruling over, from humiliation of one and imprisonment to honor and ruling over a kingdom. From being separated and alone to being united and achieving goals. And from sadness and grief to the delight and happiness from the ease. And from ease to poverty and to poverty to ease. And from being constrained to being free. These are of, yani, the things are which are in this great story, which is, yani, situation to situation. Continuing on in Muqaddimah, he says, فَمِنْ فَوَائِدْ هَذِهِ surah, and from the benefits of this surah. Now, the way that this book is set up, it generally gives about 10 to 11 main benefits. But you're going to notice the Imam al-Sa'di, rahimahullah ta'ala, he generally, as he's going on, he'll say, فَمِنْ فَوَائِدْ هَذِهِ surah. So it's not listed to just them 12 or 11, but rather inside of every benefit, there's subcategories to that benefit. Okay, so he's going to mention a benefit, and then under it, he might list about 5 to 10 different benefits in some cases, as we'll see. So he states, فَمِنْ فَوَائِدْ هَذِهِ surah أَنَّ فِيهَا أُصُولٌ لِلْعِلْمِ تَعْبِيرَ الرُّؤْيَا. And from the benefits of this surah, we have, in which it contains, of the principles of science, in the science of dream interpretation. Dream interpretation. And dream interpretation, as Imam Sa'di says here, فَإِنَّ عِلْمَ تَعْبِيرَ الرُّؤْيَا عِلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ مُهِمٌ. It is something which is magnificent and very important. And very important. مَبْنَاهُ عَلَى حُسْنِ الْفَهْمِ. It's something which is built upon good understanding. نعم وَعُبُورْ مِنَ الْأَلْفَاظِ وَالْمَحْسُوسَاتِ. Likewise, it is built upon the ability to articulate. Articulate yourself and understand the tangible, visible things and abstract meanings. بحسب حال الرأي وبحسب الوقت وحال المتعلقة بالرؤية. And that is based upon the situation, in accordance with the situation, the times and the conditions associated with this dream. وقد أثنى الله تبارك وتعالى على يوسف عليه الصلاة والسلام بعلمه بتأويل الأحاديث. And Allah تبارك وتعالى, He has praised Yusuf for having this knowledge with him, knowing this different dream interpretation. Ta'wil al-ahadith al-ahkam al-shar'iyya. He understood the understanding from the dreams or the interpretations of the rulings of Islam. And likewise, al-ahadith al-muta'alliqa bi-ta'bir ru'ya. And likewise, the different dream interpretations that weren't necessarily connected to the rulings of Islam. And here, the Sheikh is going to explain to us three different types of dreams. Three different types of dreams. Does anybody know any other types before I go through it? By the way, if anyone wants the PDF, I believe the brother Khalil has it, sent it. Okay, so we have the Arabic version available. Naam, jazakallah khair. Aywa? Okay, yeah, fadda. Jameel. Okay, that's one type. Beautiful. Okay. It's kind of connected. Anything else? MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. Allahumma zid wa barak. May Allah bless you. Good. So the brother touched on it. Did everyone hear him? He touched on it. Not specifically, but he gave it generally, like the meaning. Anyone has anything else to add to that? Tayyib al-Ru'ya. Okay. So that's one type. Generally, a ru'ya. Okay. Anything else? Hadith al-Nafs. Jameel. So just the different things in which come from yourself, which kind of goes along with the brother said. What's your name? Yaqub. The brother Yaqub, what he said, which is, I think that would come from the type of general wet dreams, possibly. Okay, that would be from the Hadith al-Nafs. Okay. Akramakum Allah. Anything else? Now, in Bottle Cloth Fig, you guys pretty much touched on it. So we have three different types. The first type, which comes in the surah, which is clear. Adghathatul Ahlam, right? The false dreams, they don't have no type of interpretation connected to it. No type of interpretation connected to it whatsoever. This is usually known as Hadith al-Nafs, possibly, or something which is coming from oneself. A conversation maybe he had before he slept. A thought he was pondering over throughout this day. Okay? He kept thinking about this job, and he has a dream about the job. It doesn't really have no type of interpretation connected to it. It's just the fact that he's been thinking about it. So that's the first one. The second one, is ma yaliquhu ash-shaytan, that which comes from the shaytan whilst he is sleeping. Especially those who go to sleep and they do not make the adhkar before sleep. Generally, the person who goes to sleep and does not make the adhkar and he has some crazy, ridiculous dream, and it's an evil dream, then this comes from the shaytan. And this is an indication to us that we need to be on top of our adhkar before sleep. We need to be on our adhkar before sleep. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, "Inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan." Indeed, my servants, then you, addressing the shaytan, you have no authority over them. وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ وَكِيلًا. And sufficient for you is your Lord, who is a disposer of all affairs. So that's the second type. The third type is الرؤية الصحيحة, the correct dreams. And this is فيه الإلهامات يلهمها الله تبارك وتعالى للروح عند تجردها عن البدن وقت النوم. And this is what Allah تبارك وتعالى, he sends as inspiration, which inspires the soul whilst it is free from the body at the time of sleep. And likewise, the scholars say that it can come in the form of a person, angel in the form of a person. Now, so these are different. This is the ru'ya as-sahiha. So these are the three types. Likewise, still in the Muqaddimah, Imam al-Sa'idi, he says, وَهَذِهِ الْقِصَّةِ فِيهَا دَلَالَةٌ عَلَى تَعْبِيرَ الرُّؤْيَا مِنْ وُجُوهِ. Likewise, in this story, we have a proof for dream interpretation itself. The permissibility of dream interpretation itself. How can we derive that from this? Where do we get this from? What's the proof? We can't say Imam al-Sa'idi said it. But what's the proof that's connected to it? Tayyib, in the story itself, in the beginning, what took place? Yusuf alayhi salam, he came to his father, right? And he stated to him the dream. And then what happened? He told him not to say this dream. إِذْ قَالَ يُوسُفَ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِ إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كَوْكَبًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِي سَاجِدِينَ. Indeed, O father, indeed, I have seen in my dream 11 stars, and the sun and the moon, I saw them prostrating to me. Ya'qub alayhi salam, he interpreted this dream from the beginning completely in a correct manner. He knew exactly what it meant. For that reason, what did Ya'qub tell his son to do? Not to tell the other brothers. So how do we understand the permissibility of dream interpretation? From this action itself right here. He understood it, and he gave him advice after understanding the dream on to what to do. فَفَصَّرَهَا يَعْقُوبُ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ بِغَايَتِهَا وَمَا يَتَأُوَّلُ إِلَيْهِ بِوَسَائِلِهَا أَلَّتِي تَتَقَدَّمْ عَلَيْهَا. So he understood it perfectly and gave it. And what did he say, or what did he understand from it? فَفَصَّرَ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ بِأَبِيهِ أَوْ لِأَبِيهِ أَبِي يُوسُفْ وَأُمُّهُ. He understood the shams and the qamar to be the mother and the father of Yusuf عليه السلام. وَالْكَوَاكِبْ الْأَحَدَ عَشَرُ. He understood the 11 stars to be from the brothers. Important point here from Sheikh Abdul Razak, before we go on further. When Yusuf alayhi salam, he said, Ra'aytuhum li sajidin. I seen them prostrating to me. In the sujood of the kawakib, of the shams and the qamar, all of them prostrating to him. Is this a form of ibadah? And before we understand this, let's look at the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that can help us understand this further. Where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Lo kuntu amiran ahadan liyasjuda li ahadin la amartu al-mar'a an tasjuda li zawjiha an tasjuda li zawjiha." Had I commanded anyone to prostrate to anyone, I would have commanded the woman to prostrate to her husband. In this hadith as well, we can throw this in there as well with the ayah, both of them together. In this ayah, where the star is prostrating, a form of ibadah, a form of making magnificence of Yusuf. And likewise, in the command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was he commanding it in a form of ibadah? He commanded this if he could, if he was able. Huh? Is it? Anyone? La kalla. La yumkin itlaqan. It's not possible whatsoever that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have indicated any type of ibadah to the creation other than Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Rather, this was a form of greeting during that time. This was a form of greeting, okay, which was a form of like bowing, etc., to give respects, and that is what we understand it to be, and the scholars have explained it to be. Just like all of us are familiar with some of them old, you know, ninja movies or something along these lines, right? Or karate, etc., the bowing. It was a form of greeting. But with that being said, even if it is a form of greeting, is it permissible? La, it's not permissible whatsoever. Limada. This is saddan lidhira'a. This is cutting off any type of lines or any type of pathways to shirk. Okay? So from the beautiful religion of Islam, we have that which will cut off anything before it even gains any type of traction, before it even starts. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we have in the Sharia, that which prohibits us from that. Moving on, we have at the end of the surah, وَقَالَ يُوسَفُ مُتَذَكِّرًا لِذَلِكَ تَعْبِيرٌ وَتَفْسِيرٌ يَا أَبَتِي هَذَا تَأْوِيلُ رُؤْيَايَ مِنْ قَبْلُ قَدْ جَعَلَهَا رَبِّي حَقًّا. O Father, this is the ta'wil, the interpretation of the dream which came before. Indeed, my Lord has made it come true. My Lord has made it come true. This right here is a great matter by which Yusuf alayhi salam, he reached a level where he is being highly respected. That's why the Shams and the Qamar and the Kawakib, they were all prostrating to him. And this was interpreted as the father and the mother and the brothers. So it shows us here that Yusuf alayhi salam, he reached a level of being respected, highly respected. And how do we achieve this? وَهَذِهِ الْغَايَةِ تَسْتَدْعِي وَسَائِ الْمُقَدِّمَاتِ لَا تَحْصُلْ إِلَّا بِهَا. In order for us to reach a high level of respect, a high level of tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, success from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need a few things. And these few things were the few things in which were with Yusuf alayhi salam, in which he had achieved. The first one, as Imam al-Sa'di, he states, al-ilm al-kathir al-azim, knowledge. He had knowledge, plenty of knowledge. Okay, he studied, he understood the religion, he understood the interpretations, he understood this deen. Next, al-amal al-salih, righteous actions. We have, as we all have studied, I'm sure, Asul al-Thalatha, right? Where we first thing is what? Knowledge. And then what couples that knowledge? What comes after that? Al-amalu bih, right? Actions. Next, Imam Sa'di said, al-ikhlas, sincerity, lillahi tabarak wa ta'ala. Sincerity, only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Singling him out in worship, doing your actions only for him. The third one, wa ishtiba'a min Allah. Likewise, being chosen from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being chosen from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Yusuf alayhi salam was chosen. And us as servants being from those who do actions of righteousness with knowledge and ikhlas. This makes us from the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects, his close friends. So inshallah we'll be from those who are protected. Next thing was qiyamu bihaqillah, establishing the rights of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the last thing, Yusuf alayhi salam, as we're going to see in the story, was حقوق الخلق, also establishing the rights of the creation. All of these things combined together, and Yusuf alayhi salam allowed him to be raised and achieving a high level, and being from the reasons in which was stated in the ayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where he says, وَكَذَلِكَ يَجْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ وَيُتِمُّ نِعْمَتَهُ عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَى آلِ يَعْقُوبَ كَمَا أَتِمَّهَا عَلَى أَبَوَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. Thus will your Lord choose you and teach you the interpretations of the dreams, and perfect his favor upon you and on the offspring of Yaqub, as he perfected upon the fathers Abraham and Ishaq, who have come before. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the all-knowing and the all-wise. Likewise, in the benefits of Yusuf alayhi salam, and we're still in the Muqaddimah, by the way, we're still in the introduction, okay, of Imam al-Sa'di. Likewise, from the benefits of the interpretation of Yusuf alayhi salam's dream by Yaqub, we have in it glad tidings. We have glad tidings for Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf alayhi salam, as Imam al-Sa'di says, وَفِي ضَمْنِ هَذِي تَعْبِيرٍ مِنَ الْيَعْقُوبِ لِيُوسُفِ إِشَارَةٌ لَهُ وَتَسْهِيلٌ لِمَا سَجَنَا لَهُ مِنَ الْمَشَقَّةِ وَالْقُرُوبِ مَعَ إِخْوَتِهِ. We have in this a glad tidings for that which will happen to Yusuf alayhi salam from hardships, on top of hardships, in different situations and difficulties between him and his brothers. Likewise with his sijini, and likewise being thrown and imprisoned. فَإِنَّ مِنْ عِلْمِ أَنَّ الْمُكَارِحُ وَالْمُشَقَّةُ تُفْضِي إِلَىٰ خَيْرٍ وَالرَّحَاتِ. So from this we see that through knowledge, through beneficial knowledge, and that was the interpretation of his father of the dream, it makes easy difficult affairs. It makes easy, difficult affairs. It makes it much smoother. Likewise, we know that the end result is khair, inshallah ta'ala. As the Prophet ﷺ told us, the situation of the believer, yani ajaban li amri mu'min, right? It's, or kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's amazing the situation of the believer. When he's struck with difficulty, what happens? He's patient. And he's rewarded for that patience. And when he's struck with ease, he's thankful and likewise rewarded upon that. This is the believer. So we have this knowledge which couples action and couples difficulty. Then it makes that in which we go across easier from any type of difficulties in this dunya. Any type of difficulties. And Yusuf alayhi salam, he indicated this from the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna rabbi latifun lima yasha. Indeed, my Lord is courteous and kind to those whom he wills. Likewise, women fawa'il hadhi ta'bir ru'ya. Likewise, Imam al-Sa'di continues in the introduction. We're still continuing. We haven't even got to the book itself per se. We're still in the beginning. But he's deriving these benefits from that, starting off the story of Yusuf alayhi salam telling the dream to his father. وَمِنْ فَوَائِ هَذِي تَعْبِيرٍ لِرُؤْيَا يُوسِفٍ. And likewise from the benefits of the interpretation of the dream of Yusuf, بَشَارَةٌ عَظِيمٌ لِيَعْقُوبُ وَأُمِّ يُوسِفُ وَإِخْوَتِهِ بِحَسُورَ الرِّفْعَةِ وَالصَّلَاحِ وَخَيْرٍ. Likewise, it's an indication of good in which will come to not only Yusuf, but to his father, Ya'qub, and likewise to his mother, and likewise to his brothers, that they will be risen in honor and in good. For Yaqub alayhi salam, he was from Akabir al-Anbiya, from the eldest and the greatest of the prophets. Wa afadil al-asfiya, and likewise from the greatest of those who have chosen. And likewise the mother was from those who were upon khair. Wa ummuhu laha min al-khair was-salah, and likewise rectification. And she had good promise for her in the dunya wal-akhirah. Haythu shubihat bi-shamsi aw al-khamr. When she was, we derive that from the ayah itself, when she was compared to the sun or the moon. And there's difference of opinion upon the scholars of tafsir, who is the sun and who is the moon, right? So there's a difference between who is the one. Is it the mother who is the shams, or is it the father who's the shams, okay? Or is it the qamar who's the mother, or is it the qamar who's the father or the mother? It goes back and forth. وَإِخْوَةَ يُوسُفْ إِنْ كَانَ قَدَ جَرَى مِنْهُمْ في حق أبيهم وأخيهم من الأذية والعقوق. And likewise for the brothers of Yusuf عليه السلام. And even though they did what they did, حصل ما حصل منهم, that which took place from them, regardless, they came to their father, and أباهم وأخاهم أفيا عنهم. They both excused them. They both excused all of them. واستغفر الله لهم. And likewise sought the refuge with Allah, or sought forgiveness from Allah for them. والله تعالى أرحم الراحمين. Allah تعالى is the most merciful and the ever merciful. So even in this ayah as well is an indication of the beautiful leading of a station being risen of the father, the mother, and the brothers. And how do we get that? The brother, the mother, and father, we understood. That's clear. But what about the brothers? How can we get that they also were raised and they also have some type of level of importance? Anybody want to try? I like to be a little interactive, so I want to ask some questions. I'll put some things forward. Likewise, I'll ask questions. And I will ask questions to brothers who may not have their hands up, like you brothers right there. I got one coming for you guys, inshallah. Anyway. Say it again. All of Bani Israel are those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has risen? No, I'm saying, so the question again, I'll repeat. The question again, why do we get, because Imam al-Sa'di, he mentions here, right, that the brothers also, they're included in the importance in the being risen and being gave forgiveness and being to a high state, just as the mother and the father. The father, we understand, he's from the prophets. He's from the prophets and messengers. The mother, we understand as well, because she was compared to being like the sun or the moon. This indicates her high level. But what about the brothers? How do we get that? And what took place amongst the brothers as well. How can we also derive that? Jameel. So we have in that as well, where he said, there's no worry upon you today. Right? يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Allah will forgive you. Good. But I was meaning generally that ayah itself. Generally the ayah itself. The stars, exactly. Awa. The stars, do they not shine at night? Of course. So right here, as Imam al-Sa'di, he indicates here, that we also derive their importance and their high level based upon them being compared to the stars. وَحَصَلَ مِنْهُمْ مَا حَصَلَ. Even that which took place from amongst them. Now we go on to the first benefit. The first benefit in which Imam al-Sa'di brings. Al-Fasl al-Awwal. The first benefit is وَأَمَّا رُؤْيَةِ الْفَتَيَانِ, the different interpretation in which came from the two young men who were imprisoned with Yusuf alayhi salam. So now we're going into the book. Anyone who's following on with the PDF, then we went into page 13. So the chapter here, we're going to talk about Yusuf alayhi salam being in prison. And with him was these two فَتَيَانِ. حَيْثُ قَالُوا أَحَدَهُمَا, when they stated, وَدَقَلَ مَعَهُ السِّجْنَ فَتَيَانِ, and entered with him into the prison was two young men. قَالَ أَحَدَهُمَا إِنِّي أَرَانِي أَعْصِرُ خَمْرًا. One of them said, I see that what? I am pressing grapes and wine. وَقَالَ الْآخَرُ, and the next one said, إِنِّي أَرَانِي أَحْمِلُ فَوْقَ رَأْسِي خُبَزًا تَأْكُلُ الطَّيْرُ مِنْهُ. Likewise, I see, the second one he stated, I see in my dream that I am holding some type of bread on top of my head and the birds are eating from it. نَبِّئْنَا بِتَأْوِيلِهِ إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Please give us, inform us of the interpretation, for we see you of the muhsinin. So look at this. Important point that Sheikh Abdul Razak mentions here, when they say, "Inna naraka min al-muhsinin," that we see you to be from those who have upright character, those who are upon good, Those are upon salah, inshallah. Those who are upon yani clarity. This happens to Yusuf alayhi salam. This statement is repeated to him twice in this story. Twice. Anybody know the second place? Anybody know the second place in the story? So right now he's in Sijin. He's in the jail. And it's told to him, as he's amongst the two young men in the jail, that you are from, we see you to be from those who are from the good people. The second time it happens to Yusuf alayhi salam, and this we need to pay attention, is it happened when he seen his brothers, when they came to visit him, right? قَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الْعَزِيزُ They said, oh, Aziz, and Aziz was just a form of respect here. يَا أَيُّهَا الْعَزِيزُ إِنَّ لَهُ أَبًا شَيْخًا كَبِيرٌ Indeed, we have a father who is an old man. فَخُذْ أَحَدَنَا مَكَانًا So take one of us in the place of the younger brother. Right? When the stealing took place, the thievery took place. Inna naraka min al muhsinin. Indeed, we see you to be from those who are upright and good character. This right here is important to take as a reminder and a benefit. The first time Yusuf alayhi salam, where was he? He was in jail. The second time, where was Yusuf alayhi salam? He was Aziz. He was ahead of a kingdom. He was in charge of any goods and controlled. He had much power, right? Sheikh Abdul Razak, he mentions here that this is how the believer should be. His situation in jail was hard, tough. But what happened? He was still upon upright moral character. He still had good conduct, even in this difficult situation. To the point the prisoner said, we see you to be from the muhsinin. We see you to be from the good people. And he's in jail. Wrongfully in jail, by the way. Wrongfully in jail. After fleeing from fitna, he was imprisoned wrongfully. And he's there still maintaining good adab, good mannerisms, good character, still doing good acts of ibadah. The second time, he is in charge of an entire kingdom. He sees how the goods are spread. And the brothers say what? After meeting him for a period. And say what? We see you to be from the muhsinin, from the people upon good character. Allahu Akbar. Sheikh Abdul Razak, he mentions here that Yusuf alayhi salam's situation never changed whatsoever. And this is how the Muslims should be. In every situation, we should be, whether it be a good situation, whether it be a bad situation, we should always maintain good character. We should always maintain good adab. We should always have good ibadah, doing it sincerely for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Unlike some today, we see what? If a hardship happens, some people are willing to give up. They say, forget it. Khalas. And their ibadah lessens. You don't see them. They disappear. Likewise, the opposite is true as well. Some people are going through some good times, okay? Everything's working right. Everything is good at work or in the masjid, etc. And they're doing well, and they're around. They're doing their extra sunnah prayers, etc. And they're upon good character then. But when a bad time happens, that good character goes out the window. It gets pushed right out the window. It's important for us to benefit from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, that we should keep our mannerisms to be the same. Why? Because this is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the situation of the mu'min, the believer, is good no matter what we may go through. So it's important, especially as we're going to see, as somebody who is a caller to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone who is a da'i to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's upon us to have the upright manner. And all of us, inshallah ta'ala, is from the da'is of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our mannerisms, in our dealings with our employees we may work with, right? Or in the dunya generally, or in the classrooms with our different classmates and with our teachers, etc. We're all da'is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're all different ambassadors to this religion. Someone may say, no, I'm not a da'i. I'm not a caller to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kaif, how is that the case? We'll say to this person, do you know Surah Ikhlas? Qul hu Allahu ahad. He says, yes. Tayyib. Do we not learn that with Qul hu Allahu ahad, right? Say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. Allahu samad. The one who suffices all and the all-sufficient. He does not need no one. Lam yilid wa lam yulad. He does not give kids or he does not give birth to children, nor was he birthed. Wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. Likewise, there is no partner along with him. subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know this surah. And you see shirk that takes place right in front of you. In this situation, do you say, I'm not a caller? Or do you command with the good, have good mannerisms and dealings, and approach it correctly? You know, this right here is something which is not right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. He is all sufficient. He does not need help, etc. In that situation, you have knowledge. It's upon you. After knowledge, as we stated before, is what? Action. Al-amalu bih, right? And actions, right? The actions that go along with it. So connecting this back to the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, because they seen him to be having good mannerisms, good rights, good character from the Muhsini, from those who did good, it opened the door for what? Da'wah. It opened the door for da'wah, okay? And Yusuf alayhi salam, he's seen this. So Imam al-Sa'di, he states, فَلْيَتَلَطَّفُ لِيُوسُفْ أَنْ يُبَلِّغُهُمَا بِتَأْوِيلَ رُؤْيَاهُمَا لِمَا شَاهِدُوا مِنْ إِحْسَانِهِ لِلْأَشْيَاءِ وَإِحْسَانَهُ إِلَى الْخَلْقِ. So they were, they turned to Yusuf alayhi salam in kindness because of that which they seen, or for, so Yusuf can interpret their dream, from that which they seen and witness from him of his good, good actions to different things, and likewise to the creation. فَفَسَّرَ رُؤْيَا مَنْ رَأَى أَنَّهُ يَعْصَى. But before that, so before he interpreted the dream, what did Yusuf alayhi salam do? What did he do? He didn't interpret it directly. He first seen this as an opportunity for da'wah. He seen this as an opportunity to call them to Islam first. Call them to submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone without any partners. Why is that? Because of how they already looked at him. They already looked at him in good conduct. So you look at Yusuf alayhi salam. And this is from the, as Imam al-Sa'di says, kamal Yusuf, from the most completeness of Yusuf alayhi salam wa nushihi, and his good advice. Likewise, his strong intellect. أنهما لما قص عليه رؤياهما تأنى في تعبيرها ووعدهما بتعبيرها بأسرع وقت. So before they came to him, when they came to Yusuf alayhi salam to interpret this dream, he promised them before interpreting the dream, he said what? Before I do that, he made ease with them. He told them that لا يأتيكما طعام تُرْزَقَانِهِ إِلَّا نَبَّأْتُكُمَا بِتَأْوِيلِهِ قَبْلَ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمَا. So he said, before that, let me give you this kalima, this speech. And I'll do it in a time which before the food comes to you, before any provisions come to you. You don't worry, it's going to be quick. But let me get this to you, generally. Right? And what did he go on to say? So he called them with two ways. The first way, بِحَالِهِ وَمَا هُوَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْوَصْفَ الْجَمِيلِ الَّذِي أَوْصَلَهُ إِلَيْهِ فِي هَذِهِ الْحَالَ الرَّفِيعَ. The first way was by way of his mannerisms and that which he has reached, of his perfect ways. And that's when he mentioned the ayah. Before we get into that, here we need to distinguish. Yusuf alayhi salam, when he says to them, ذَلِكُمَا مِمَّا عَلَّمْنِي رَبِّي. That is from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught me. إِنِّي تَرَكْتُ مِلَّةَ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. I have left the millah. I have left the way of those people who do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. And hereafter, they are amongst the disbelievers. Okay? اتبعت ملة آباء إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب ما كان لنا أن نشرك بالله من شيء ذلك من فضل الله علينا وعلى الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون. I have left the millah, the way of our forefathers, I've followed the way of our forefathers Ibrahim وإسحاق ويعقوب, and it was not from our way to commit partners with Allah تبارك وتعالى. And that is from the virtue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the people, but most of the people do not take heed. So this right here, in this ayah, in this surah Yusuf, when he says in this ayah, someone can understand Yusuf.